Dear Diary, I'm not sure what to do about my brother. I mean, I know that I don't actually have to do anything, but he isn't what I expected, and it bothers me. It really bothers me a lot, if I'm honest. I've always wanted an older sibling, someone who was trustworthy and protective, and when I was younger, who would want to spend time with me and play with me. They were silly dreams, and I should have known that Mom would never remarry, much less to someone who had kids. Now, though, my dreams have come true. My biological father died, but that allowed for my big brother to come home to me. He's kind and funny. I haven't shared many secrets with him, but he seems trustworthy so far. He spent time with me already, just talking and asking questions. He listens so well. He's interested in what I say and what I think. He even laughs at my dumb jokes. He's also very attractive. I had trouble writing those words. My hands shook when I did. Mom told me that might happen. She said not to worry about it too much, but how is that possible? My mind keeps going back to his hair and the way his body shifts under his clothes and even his forearms when he rolls up his sleeves. And then there are his eyes. They seem so similar to what I see in the mirror, but they're so much deeper. I'm sure that they see inside of me. They see my sick desire and my impossible love. I had a dream. I wasn't going to write it down no matter what Mom says. I wanted to forget it. No, that isn't true. I want to remember it. I want it to happen to me. I want it right now. I should forget it, but I never will. If my brother knew the effect that he had on me after such a short time, he'd hate me. Or he'd think I was a slut. I know how boys think, even the ones who seem nice. So, in my dream, I'm sleeping. But not really. Usually I'm sleeping in my own bed, but sometimes it's the sofa downstairs or even Mom's bed. I don't want to think about what that means, if anything. I'm not really sleeping, though. I'm just pretending. I'm like a tight little ball of tension, forcing myself to be limp and to keep my eyes closed. I want to open them and look around, but I know that if I do, then he won't come. He'll be disgusted with me, and he'll leave and never come back. I get so sad when I think about that in the dream. I guess I do now, too. I lay like that for a while. I worry about what I look like. I'm wearing makeup to bed, which is just weird. But I've also dressed nicely for him. I want him to want me so badly. I can't just dress in lingerie. That would be too obvious. Instead, I wear a tight tank top that's way too small for me, and boy shorts. I hear him then, coming into my room. I keep my eyes shut, but I can feel the dim light from the hall. His breath speeds up, and I suppress a smile. He's definitely aroused by what he sees. He hesitates for a moment, and I can almost feel the battle that he's fighting. He's good. He doesn't want to touch his sleeping little sister. But I need him to, so badly. I make a noise, almost a moan, and shift slightly, spreading my legs a bit and pulling my shirt up. I know that the crotch of my panties are tight and wet enough that he can make out the outline of my mons, and that the underside of one of my tits is showing, almost to the nipple. I'm absolutely positive that underboob is a specific turn-on for my brother. I know this both in and out of my dream. Why do I know such things? What kind of horrible person am I? I hear him coming closer. He's approaching my bed, getting closer to me. His feet are quiet, even on the hardwood floor. I don't know if he knows that I'm awake, but he's like a predator approaching his favorite prey, being careful not to scare her away. I wonder how many women have lain down for him like this. I want to ask him, even if the answer would make me sad. I think that there are girls or women that I'd actually enjoy watching him fuck. He's close now. I can feel it. He sits down on my bed, slowly and gently. I can't help it. I shiver just a little bit. I'm so excited. I feel guilty and shameful and aroused and afraid. Then he gently strokes my hair, and I almost cry out, but it relaxes me. I feel him push some hair behind one of my ears, and it's done with such care that I almost cry. He loves me. I know he does. He places his hand on my stomach, but he does it so slowly. I want to grab his hand, but I'm not sure whether I want to pull it up or push it further down. I want to suck on his fingers and show him what I'm willing to do for him. I want to make him want me as uncontrollably as I want him. He moves it up towards my tits. I'm breathing hard now. He still won't touch them, and now I'm getting frustrated. But he lifts my shirt up, exposing me. I feel my nipples grow hard in the cool air. He slides his hand over my left breast, cupping it gently. I'm close to having an orgasm, and I haven't even been touched. Not really. He squeezes me and I shiver. Then he tweaks my nipple and I moan. He laughs. It's confident, low, even a bit sinister. I love it. I'm even more wet now. He leaves his hand there for a moment, but then he takes it away. I worry that he's done or that he's going to get up and leave, but he doesn't. I feel it then. His hot breath on my chest. Then my breast. Then his mouth closes on my nipple. And he starts to suck. I come so hard just from that. I cry out his name and my hands are suddenly twined with his hair. I've given myself away now, but it doesn't matter. I've caught him. He's tasted me and he needs more. The thought that he loves me the same way that I love him makes me so happy that I can't properly express it. I feel his hand. It's on my belly again, but going lower. He stops sucking my nipple now, and I can tell that he's losing control. He kisses me all over my breasts, and I feel him biting me gently. His hand goes into my panties. He starts sucking on my other nipple, crushing it between his lips. And his hand slides down over my labia. My brother's fingers are sliding inside of me. I come again, and he says something to me. Something so dirty. I don't remember what it was, only that it aroused me even further. Yes, I tell him. Yes, that and more. He's thumbing my clit now as he ruthlessly pumps his fingers inside of me. I can't believe how lucky I am to be the focus of his lust. I'll share him with other girls. I'll learn what he loves and how he loves it. I'll serve him every day. I love him, and I'm his. And my only purpose is to make him happy. I will do anything for him. He moves up then and kisses me on my lips, almost as an afterthought. His tongue and mine dance, and I submit to him, one hand on his beautiful face and the other sliding on top of the shorts he wears to sleep. He's so hard, and the heat that his cock gives off is almost unbelievable. I feel as if I've been seared by it. I thought that he had lost control before, but I guess feeling his little sister's hand doing such things is too much. He stands up suddenly, and I giggle. My laughter is cut short by the look in his eyes. It's hungry, and I feel a new rush of wetness as I instinctively part my legs further for him. I know what he wants, and I want it too. He takes his shirt off, then his shorts. His body is what I've always wanted in a man. His cock stands out, proud and ruthless, and I know that he won't be gentle with me. As if to confirm this, he pulls my panties down with such force that I can hear the seams tear. I cry out, but only with shock and want. I'm beyond fear. I need you inside of me, I say, my voice quivering. His only response is a growl as he gets on the bed again, this time between my legs. I feel the head of his magnificent cock pushing into me. I lock my legs around his and I keep raising and spreading my thighs for him. He thrusts into me slowly, but with force. He won't stop, no matter what I do. I never want him to. I want him to take his pleasure from me. I can't even describe how it feels to be mounted by my own brother. I'm more excited than I've ever been. I'm so fucking wet just writing these words. I feel him pushing inside of me, and he feels so huge and hot. It's like he's made out of molten steel and he's penetrating me to my core. I feel myself falling more in love with him as he slides inside of me. I feel whole for the first time in my life. I feel like I'm meant to be his doll, to fuck and enjoy, and I love the idea. I can feel each thrust and stroke as if it happened, but I know it didn't. Over and over he rams into me. He starts by exhaling with every thrust, but as he pistons, his breath turns into grunts and then moans and then finally shouts. He is so excited, and I know that he's never been this aroused for anyone else, not even our mother. I wrap my legs around his waist. Come in me, please. Not sooner have I said the words than I feel his seed pumping into me, filling every space inside me. I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that my womb is overflowing, and I come so intensely that the world goes white. I black out, crying out my brother's name. Then I wake up, sweating, wet, and filled with the sick knowledge that I just came to a fantasy of my brother, my sweet, tender, kind, and good brother. I have no idea how I can imagine these things so clearly. I'm a virgin. I've never even been touched by a man, and even girls have only touched my breasts. I'm pathetically innocent and afraid that any boy would be repulsed by how I look. I know how I compare to Mom and the girls at school. Would he believe that I was a virgin if he read this? Or would he think I was just a dirty slut who lets men paw at her and use her while she sleeps? I don't know. I'm afraid of the answer. He's so kind to me. I need more from him. But I'm afraid of losing him now that he's finally in my life. What should I do? Can I ask Mom? Would she encourage me to seduce him? Would she share him with me? Maybe I should let him read this. I could never ask it of him, but I could leave it somewhere. Perhaps he'd think that I dropped it. I bet if I left it open to the right page, he'd end up reading it. He wouldn't be able to help himself. I hope that when he does, he'll want me as much as I want him.